One of the favorite sons of Lubbock, Texas, died 60 years ago today in a plane crash. Buddy Holly left an indelible mark on popular music and culture. Today in Lubbock, you can find plenty of homages to the rock and roll icon. But it wasn't always that way, as Betsy Blaney of Texas Tech Public Media reports.
In the early 1950s, Lubbock High student Betty Dotz was into music, classical piano. She sang with Buddy Holly in the school choir and knew he had grander ambitions. She was skeptical.
When I heard him play, I thought, oh my goodness, that's not very good music.
Take the back off heaven to bed. 1 minute off your sweet kiss. Then my heart was all a mess. It's love, baby, it's love.
George Nelson, another Lubbock High choir member, felt differently. Today, he's an attorney, but in his teen years, Nelson also enjoyed songwriting.
Never had anywhere near the talent that Buddy had. He was just innately endowed with it, and he could play.
In 1953, he and Holly faced off in a song contest. Nelson's tune, Someday You'll Pay, won.
The only thing that I've got in my life that I could brag about musically.
At the time, rock and roll was starting to shake up the nation, but Holly wasn't there yet.
He sang strictly country music back then, country western music.
That's Larry Byers, a former DJ in Lubbock. He heard Holly's early performances live on local radio and at venues around town.
Until he saw Elvis Presley and decided that maybe he ought to change his style a little bit.
Well, if you love me, honey, will you let me know? If you really love me, then never let me go. Love me, love me, love me. Well, I'm hoping you did.
Rock and roll got an especially cold reception in Lubbock. George Nelson remembers preachers regularly smashing vinyl records or using cars to crush them.
The real ultra-conservative people thought that young people were going to hell in a handbasket.
Local teenagers who wanted to listen to rock and roll would circle their cars out in cotton fields, blast the radio, and dance.
Oh, let's go now, man, go.
After high school, Holly threw himself into pursuing a music career, but his success was cut short in 1959. Holly was just 22 when he was killed in a plane crash in Iowa, along with two other up-and-coming musicians, Richie Valens and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson. Holly's old classmate, Betty Dotz, says his hometown was slow to realize who they'd lost.
Certainly he put Lubbock on the map, places all around the world. And Lubbock, it took them a long time to finally step up and recognize, because that's really outstanding what he did. That doesn't happen every day.
It would be almost 20 years when the 1978 movie The Buddy Holly Story was released before the city came around. Today, Holly has a park with a bronze statue of him and a street and a museum named after him. And the Crossroads of Music Archive at Texas Tech University houses the research of the late music historian Bill Griggs, who assembled a thorough accounting of Buddy Holly's life, every day of it.
May 31st, 1956, Thursday. A John Wayne movie titled The Searchers opened at the State Theater.
Curtis Peoples, an archivist, reads from Buddy Holly day by day.
Buddy and Jerry Allison went to see it. The movie cost them 65 cents each. During the movie, John Wayne would mutter, "That'll be the day," each time he was disgruntled about something.
That'll be the day.
Buddy and Jerry decided to write a song later that evening. By now, you know what the title was.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry.
Lubbock is still making up for lost time. Construction is underway on the Buddy Holly Hall of Performing Arts and Sciences in the city's Arts District. It's slated for completion next year. Not a bad legacy for a guy whose classmates didn't think he'd amount to much musically. For NPR News, I'm Betsy Blaney in Lubbock, Texas.